This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. They were last with us in 2022. Name of the company is Nightscope Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol KSCP. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. William Santana Lee. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us back. Greetings from Silicon Valley.
Excellent. Yeah, you guys are actually in Mountain View, the heart of Silicon Valley, right there with Google and all the other big tech companies.
Yeah, it's almost like the Renaissance over here. There's all kinds of craziness and madness going on and lots of cool stuff being built. I think the future looks very bright.
Excellent. Well, I know it's been about a year since we spoke with you, so give me an update. What have you guys been up to at Nightscope?
Oh, nothing much going on other than just building an awesome company. I think before we spoke last time, we actually bought another company to help us accelerate the growth of Nightscope. You know, we're on this crazy mission to see if we can make the U.S. the safest country in the world. And we bought Case Emergency Systems, and the company's been growing significantly. And we're now operating across the country. We've got a lot of these security robots out there, and we're also pretty excited about some new products that are coming out this year as well.
Excellent. Well, let's take a peek under the hood. What are some of the key technologies that go into your autonomous security robots?
What's interesting is we're like smack dab in the middle, a cross-section of four really important technologies unto themselves. They're really difficult, but we've decided to combine them all into one actual unit. So it's actually artificial intelligence, the actual practical application of it in the real world, robotics, electric vehicle technology, and autonomy. And all those four are really difficult to actually execute. And then combining them makes them that much even more difficult to execute. But now we've operated more than, over 2 million hours across the country, generating millions of dollars of revenue with real-world clients. And it's pretty exciting. The rise of the robots is actually happening.
Yeah, I like that. And I also like, instead of having four complicated problems, let's just consolidate it to one, you know, complicated problem and solve it, thus solving all four.
Exactly.
I love it. No, I mean, that completely makes sense. In all seriousness, though, you know, what is the problem that your company is trying to solve for the United States of America and other nations?
I think we're solely focused on the U.S., and crime and terrorism has a $2 trillion negative economic impact on the U.S. every single year. The Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security have no federal jurisdiction over 19,000 law enforcement agencies and 8,000 private security firms. And unlike the Department of Defense, who gives soldiers every level of capability you might ever imagine, and there's a Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, a Raytheon to build a soldier, whatever he or she might need in a theater of war, we don't do that for the 2.5 million officers and guards that are trying to secure the 332 million people across our country. I kid you not, you know, it's 2023 and there's literally security guards out there in their parking lot with the equivalent of a number two pencil and a notepad. It's not literally a number two pencil and a notepad. And so we're building these new tools to give officers and guards an ability to have their eyes, ears, and voice on the ground in multiple locations at the same time and actually equip them with the appropriate tools to properly secure our country.
Wow. Yeah, and I appreciate the clarification on the 100% U.S. focus. How are sales trending this year versus last year? I know that you guys have been pressing palms, getting on the road, showcasing your equipment. How is everything going this year?
We're internally operating extremely well. We're growing. I think last year we clocked in at about $5.6 million a top line revenue. At the end of the first quarter, we had almost as much in new order backlog as we did the entirety of revenue of last year. And also at the end of the first quarter, we ended the quarter about $2.9 million in revenue or so. So that would put us, assuming we continue the same rate for the balance of the year, at an $11 million annual run rate, which no matter which way you cut it, it's continued double-digit growth. And I think at some point in time, it's going to be very difficult for Wall Street to ignore a company that is at the intersection of four extremely important technologies, tackling a very difficult problem for the country and growing at double-digit rates. Like that math, eventually the market will have to recognize the value that we're creating.
Absolutely. Folks, you've been listening to William Santana Lee. He is the CEO of Knightscope, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol KSCP. You can check out their website at knightscope.com. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, we're going to have a lot of exciting updates, I think, to go over as you guys continue to press palms and gain new ground. But for the meantime, what do you want the listeners to take home from this interview?
I think the best thing you can do is understand that the rise of the robots is actually happening. It's happening now. And we have that first mover advantage. And if you want to learn more, there's a good overview and a bunch of details and some cool videos at knightscope.com/rise, R-I-S-E, as in rise of the robots. And please be safe out there. And as I often say, long Knightscope and short the criminals.
Love it. Thank you so much, Bill, for joining me. Looking forward to having you back on the podcast later this year.
All right. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.